Shibigufei. The act has to be done, the child has to be Nimo. So it's not a chayv Shibigufei. Masheinkein, mitzvah Shibiguf, oh, let's say mizuzah. So if somebody lives in a certain house, he has to be kaveya mizuzah. That's not a mitzvah Shibigufei. So memele, the balabais doesn't, the one, the door. The one who lives in the house doesn't have to do it himself. He can appoint a shliach to be kaveya the mezuzah. Mashein kein. Let's say the mitzvahs like tefillin. I mean, mitzvillin tzitzes. I mean, all the or achilas matzeh. I mean, besides the hanoi element of matzeh. I mean, all these mitzvahs that are achili shebegufei. It's not shayach to say shliches because it's personal. To each and every Jew that he should put on tefillin. So how is a shayach to say shluchos on kemeisei? So ligabe mizuzeh. So the mitzvah is that there should be a mizuzeh on the door. It's not a mitzvah shebigufei. So memele shluchos is shayach. But let's say tefillin, tzitzes. I mean all these mitzvahs are mitzvah shebigufei. So shluchos is not shayach. So memele the Yeshua Yaakov says just as we have such a concept. In mitzvahs, a distinction between mitzvahs that are not personal to the person. It's not a mitzvah that the person begufei should do. That's like mizuzah or being mal the child. It's a certain act. So that act can be done al the shliach. Masheinke, and then the other mitzvahs that are mitzvahs should begufei, so they cannot be done al the shliach. So in Averes, we also have the same thing. In Averes. So let's say ritziche. So the Torah is not makpi. So the pain of the Torah is that a human being shouldn't get killed. So it's not avera shebigufei. So memele shama azokin says oim el shluchei tzev haris anefesh, and then the shliach is mikayim the shliches and he kills a human being. So shilchav chayim. All right, we pass nishler avera. So it's another halach. Mashenkin gabe Shabbos, so the Torah is makpi that the gavre begufei should be noch. So mele it's not shayach shliches. This is what the Yeshua Yaakov says, and the Chasam Sefer agrees with it. So in other words, so it's like avera begufei because the Torah gabe Shabbos, the Torah is makpid that the gavre should be noch. So mele. If he makes a shliach, even according to Shammai Azokun, so the mishalach is not chayev because the mishalach was noch. This is the Yeshua Yaakov. So in other words, so we see that the Agois Maimon doesn't agree with that. The Agois Maimon holds that Shabbos is also chil. Shabbos is also an avere. In which shliches is shayach, but by akum there is no shliches for a different reason because in shliches laakum, but mid rabbonon lechumre there is shliches laakum, so that's the basis of the iser of amir lenochi. Now Rebbe Ober in Birka Shmuel and Gdushin, so he says the same thing, but in as all the other chidushiteru of the Rebbe Ober, they are very obscure, so here is especially obscure. And he expresses the same thought, the same concept, what Yeshua Yaakov says in his own vocabulary, his own lingo. And he says that shliches is only shayach where it's a haloche in the heftze of the gavre. Ritziche is a halacha in the heftze of the gavre, and Shabbos is a halacha in the gavre of the gavre. But this is what it means. Heftze of the gavre means it's not an avera shebigufei, and gavre of the gavre means it's avera begufei. So just as there is no shliches in tefillin, in tzitzes, in achilas matzeh, because it's personal to each and every Jew. So here too, chil Shabbos the avera is personal avera. That ritziche, so the kpeide of the Torah is that he shouldn't get killed. So memele is shayach shliches. But in chil Shabbos, so the kpeide of the Torah is that he should be noch begufei. Begufei, he should abstain from melocha. He should be noch begufei. There is an essay of Liman Yonuach also. I mean, Tishbeis. So even in regard to the lazy seven misasek komolocha, it's an avera shebigufi. The Torah is makpid that each and every Jew bigufi should refrain from the meloche. So how is it chayech shliches? Even if we say yes, but we see that on that point there is a machlekes. All right, now, and it appears that this tesis agrees. This tesis Dav Gimel agrees with Agos Maimon, because if it agrees with Agos, I mean that it's based upon shliches merzik shluchei, then we can understand the distinction between chayfet shal yisroel chayfet shal nochi. But if it is not based upon shliches, so what is? So the rosh is right. I mean. So then we have to say it's Marasai. So what difference does it make whether it's a chifet shal Yisrael or a chifet shal Noch? All right, now Bar Mahaneklat Hikshir Abnetan Hoyike Hodit Nam Bifirik Vam Madliki Hamechabe Esaneya Mipne She Yisrael Vim Bishvil Achille She Yisham Potter Umeike Lo Bechille She Yesh Besakone Vim Kenu Potter Umuta Dein Lecho Dovor She Yime Bifne Pekach Nefesh Vitirets Do Milse Dipshiti. So what's Rabbeinu Tam's kashi? Here the Gemara says that there is a general rule that whenever the term potter is mentioned, it means potter avalosa, except for three. So there are only three, there are more than three. The Mishneh of Amchabes Aneir, the Achille Sheish and potter. Why is it potter? Because of Pekach Nefesh. There it's not potter avalosa, there it's potter. There it's potter umuta. Umeike lo bechile sheyesh besakone. Vim kein hu potter umuta. Dein lechodovo sheimei bifnei pikuach nefesh. Vitiretz behom milse li pshitei. Vlo yitzrich le lishmu ela shminon. Kei shalishane bisomuch. Vlo yitzrich le ela shminon pturet li kovet mais. Vitzot nocho shmaire bitleke sakone. Sheyuchal li notzeil binyen ach. Elo mishum tzare shor li rabonon. Kein Mafes Mose, wir haben auch aber nicht berg schmeiß trotzdem die so noch aus, lab mich im Sakone Potta. Do mitli krapshimen do moch nicht zurück gut aller. So what's the terrace of Rabbeinu Tam? That when the Shmuel say, Kol Ptura di Shabbos Potter Avalosea, where it's mentioned Potter on account of the fact that he doesn't have it Tzura Samloch. So whenever, let's say, the Tanoim say, Potter, on the basis of the fact that he does not have the tzura samaloche, so it means poter avolosa, except for three places where the term poter is mentioned, meaning that it's poter on account of the fact that he doesn't have tzura samaloche, and there it means muta. But there are no other exceptions. Mashein came here when it says potter, so it's not potter because the kibu does not have the tzura samlocha of kibu. Of course it has the tzura samlocha of kibu, but why is it potter? Because of the kach nevesh. So then it goes without saying that it means potter or muta. All right, now then he says sod nochosh. So Agavuch Teisves discusses something else. I mean, so then sod nochosh, we could say that it's potter or muta because of pikuach nevesh. No, so he says Sod Nochosh doesn't deal with the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Doesn't deal with the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Marim Lekasakone, Sheyuchal Nosol Binacher, and this is a little strange. I mean, Teisves could very easily dispose of that kashe. It should be muta because of Pikuach Nefesh. Because not only Choshim are poisonous snakes. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Hoyoimit Betfilo, the Mishnah in Brocha says, Hoyoimit Betfilo. Hoyoimit Betfilo. So afil nochush kol chalik ve'ilo yafsi. So the Gemara says lo yishon ol nochush. Aval akrof basic. Why? Because akrof is pikuach nefesh. So that means that nochush has reference to a nochush, a non-poisonous snakes like the garden snakes, you know, that you find them. So they're not poisonous. So we see from that Gemara that afil nochush kol chalik ve'ilo yafsi, and akrof is basic. So what does Nochosh mean? A non-poisonous snake? So Teisves could say, I mean, why does Teisves have to say here? V'chi Nochosh ma'ir b'lekes akone, sheyuchal inosel b'yanachir. Teisves could say, because we're dealing with the Nochosh, that even if he bites, he won't die, it won't be fatal. But it won't be a desirable thing anyway. So memele tzare there is. So when a non-poisonous snake bites you, it's still involves tzar, but it's not biklach nefesh. It's not fatal. But Teisus doesn't say that. Teisus says v'tzod nochosh ma'ir b'dilekes akone sheyuchal li'notzeil. In other words, when there is a because Pikach Nefesh, most Rishonim say, is only Truya. It's not Utro. So, what's Nafkemina between a Nisa that is Truya and a Nisa that is Utro? So it appears from the Gemara in Psochim, if a certain Nisa is Utro, so even if it's possible, I'll the Atchak to do it without any seir, I don't have to do it. So I don't have to be matriach myself. If it's utro, it's utro. So I don't have to be matriach. Let's say, the Torah was matir, meloches echel nefesh ayomte. So we are allowed, let's say, to cook, to bake, to do everything. Let's say echel nefesh ayomte. Suppose you can, with hardship and with tirche, you can have all the foods without cooking. So you are still allowed to cook. Why? Because that's utro. That's not truyo. But if Eichel Nefesh had been truyo, so then b'mokim Eichel Nefesh. So if cooking, baking would be mutra yomtev because of it, because Simchas Yomtev would be there. I mean, the Shagasaria discusses whether it's truyo or utro. And of course he says that it's utro. But suppose it had been truyo, so then the halacha would be that if it's possible, you know, to provide all the food without cooking, then, and have the same Simchas Yomtev, then it wouldn't be allowed. So the nafkemina between truyo and hutro is where you can do al ditirche, you can accomplish the same purpose al ditirche. So if we say it's hutro, so then you don't have to resort any tirche. If you say it's truyo, so you have to resort all the tirches in the world and not to do that maise. But maise. So most Rishonim say that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Truyo, not Utro. So Memele, since it's Truyo, so if there is a possibility, Leinotzel be an Achir. Let's say, suppose you see a Nochosh, and the Nochosh is ready to bite you, but you can start jumping and running, you know. I mean, 5 miles every 10 minutes, so then the Nochosh will not catch you. So then, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to avoid, 1 second, in order to avoid the biting by the Nochosh. So Teisus, it's a little strange in Teisus. Why does Teisus say, V'tzod Nochosh Mayre B'dlekes HaKone, She'yuchal Li'notzeil B'inyan Acher? In other words, so since it's only Truyo, so if there is a way of being Matzel yourself, being an Acher, so then there is no Pikach Nefesh. Still, it is still Muter to put, let's say, to tie the Nochosh or to put a Kela on the Nochosh because of Nochosh Nitzchel Gufo, because of Psychresh Elich, whatever the reason is. Teisus could have said, it's a Nochosh Mayre, but the like is a Kone. Like the Nochosh in the Mishnah in Broches of Hoya Nochosh, Kohu Chalikri. So I don't understand why Teisus has to say v'tzod nochosh mayre b'dlekes akone sheyuchal nosu b'inachir elo mishum tzare sholei rabonon k'moi b'mapis mursi. So in other words, why does Teisus say that? We have to say, since here there is no Issa the Raisa altogether. Since here there is no Issa the Raisa, either because of Mlochosh and Tzchel Guf or because of Psikreishe, whatever the reason is, let's say Psychresh Elich Beslei, so Midraisi it's Mutar, Midrabonon it's Oser, not like Doch. So then, because of that, and it only involves an Isra Rabonon, Lochashin Tzichel Gufo, so the Chachomim or Matir Mishim Tzah. So Teisus wants to tell us that even, let's say, suppose he can save himself from the Nochosh by running in such a way that he wouldn't be able to catch his breath. But of course he'll save his life. So there won't be any Pikach Nefesh. But it will involve Tzar. If he'll have to be matzel himself by running at such a great speed. So Memele, that will involve Tzar. So because of that alone, he's allowed to do a Melochosh in Tzrich HaLigofo and to put a Kele on top of the Nochosh. This is the reason, probably, as to why Teisve says Vitzod Nochash Meire Lekes Hakonen, doesn't say Vitzod Nochash Meire, let's say Nochoshim that are not poisonous, but when they bite it involves a tzar, because then we wouldn't know that even avoiding the tzar, that mental anguish, you know, of running with great speed, you know, and of course he will not feel relaxed when he runs away from the nochosh. So that in itself is an element of substantial tzar. So in order to avoid that, so it's mutar to behave, to do a melochosh and tzrichel. This is the reason as to why. Thesis. Somebody raised their hand here. What was it? Okay. So then there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Now what's Kiveles? There are two pshatim in Kiveles. One pshat is that Kiveles is a certain kind of a pin that some women used to wear, you know, used to put on their blouse. Another pshat is that kevilas is a certain kind of itachshit that some women used to put on their heads, on their hair. Whatever it is. Anyway, so Reb Meir says that if a woman goes out into the Rosh Hashanah with a kevilas, she is chayev echatos. She chayev echatos. Oh. Vilchoshen platen is a small flask of balsam oil, and that is a deodorant, but it was worn. So in other words, it's not, you see, today. So when somebody wants to use a deodorant, so he just sprays it, but in those days, so it was worn all the time, and that fulfilled the function of a deodorant. So it's a tachshit, since it fulfilled the function of a deodorant, and it was worn all the time, so that flask of balsam oil, so is considered a tachshit. So Reb Meir says, loiseise isho, bikiveles and bisleichishol platen, vim yotzo chayev eschatos, yes achatos. So why? So Rashi says, Kosova laftachshit ninu. The Rav Bartinora explains it because most noshim didn't wear them. Only a few noshim wore them. So in those days, I mean, tachshit varies from place to place and from time to time. What is not a tachshit today might be a tachshit tomorrow. And what is not a tachshit in one place might be a tachshit in another place. So Rav Meir says it's not a tachshit. V'chachomim peitrim b'kiveles v'slichishol platen. Why? Because it is a tachshit. So why? But the chachomim peitrim, but it's osir. Why is it osir? Because of a. So the Gemara says v'rabbonon savre tachshitu v'dil meshalf shalfiye u'machviye v'ais la'asuye. But maybe because there is a gzeire that she might take it off in order to show her girlfriends, I mean, what a beautiful tachshit she has. So because of this, it's osir. Now we are making in all tachshitim. Why? Because today, so I mean that's Ishidus Rishenim, I mean the Ramo Paskins Likule. So, because according to the Din of the Gemara, all Tachshitim, except for a few, so most of the Tachshitim, maybe 90% of Tachshitim, cannot be worn on Shabbos Midrabon. Even though it's not a Masa, it's a Machshit, because of Exere, Dil Meshalfi or Machveli. But the Rishenim and the Ramo Paskins Likule, that's the basis for this Heter, so that this gzeire of Dil Meshalfi Umachvile is only Shayach Bisman Chazal. Bisman Chazal also. So women did not wear Tachshitim, usually. They did not wear Tachshitim, but on Shabbos, on Yontev, so some women used to adorn themselves with Tachshitim. So Memela, since the wearing a Tachshit for a woman was an unusual phenomenon, so many women were tempted to take it off when she met her friends and show it. So Mamila was exerted. But today's women are more accustomed to wearing of Tachshitim. So Mamila, it's not an unusual phenomenon. So there is no exerted of Dil Meshalfi or Machil. Anyway, so the Rabbonon say that it's Potter because it is a Tachshit, but also it is. This is the Chachomi. But then Reb Leza says, but then the Braise says there, Reb Leza Peter Mikabeles. Ubitzleichu shaplate. This is what the Gemara says, that Reb Lezer is chilik on the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, there is an Isra Rabbanon to go out with the Tzlechi Shal Platon. But according to Reb Lezer, it's mutal chatchile. And still Reb Lezer employs the term Plateia, and there it means muta. Vuhu patar muta do b'raiz achers ton osam Reb Lezer imer. Yeitze yisho b'kiveles lechatchile. So we have more than three exceptions. V'tir etzrim b'shem Reb Avrom l'choshiv Shmuel l'pturim ha'shnuim b'mishn v'tzor tzvi mishnei b'erik ha'tzor nochosh u'mapis mursem mishnei b'edyes u'lisforum digar tzederik v'me'isho ha'idi domer Reb Meir chayev chatos omer l'yipoter avol oseh. So what's the risk b'shem Reb Avrom? That in other words, when Shmuel says there are only three exceptions, so that's in the Mishnah, there are only three exceptions. But in the Brayse, there are many more. All right. So, Lisvorim digalas in Firigva Meisho. I did omer Reb Meir chayef chatos omer yu poter avlosa. Pirish Reb Lezer kom al Reb Meir. Lidvor chanam melechol ha-yeseh. Lo yeh el poter avlosa al gezeh ose shapir. So there is a girse that in that Brayse where Reb Lezer says, Reb Lezer peter mikibeles, so Reb Lezer is really addressing himself to the Rabbanon. So he's addressing himself to Reb Meir, and he says to Reb Meir, you Reb Meir, you say that he's chayish, he's chayev as a chatos. All right, I hold that he's mutal gamre, but you don't agree with me. You don't agree with me. Why? So there is a basis for not agreeing with what I say that it's mutal gamre. What is the basis? Because deal mishalfe umachvele, but lechol apoches you should be paid there. So this is what Reb Lezer says paid there. So in other words, he's not expressing his own view, which is muter. He's expressing the view that Reb Meir should say. That Reb Meir should say, even Reb Meir who doesn't agree with him should say. So he's saying, Reb Lezer paid there. In other words, he's telling Reb Meir, you should be paid there. And so you should lechol apoches be paid there. Paid there avrosa, so mele, it's all right. So you can understand this, why the term Potter is used there, because Peter there really means Peter Potter Avos. Oh, if you give us a shot. All right. Hatzot Nochosh. Hikshuba Alochas Deiles. Dishmuel Adishmuel. So we already discussed, you know, in Kol Godel then. Dishmuel Adishmuel. The Hoches of Ashmuel Molochosh in Tzrichel Guf of Potter. Kirab Shime. Umishim Tzare di Guf Eshore. Uifir Kira Amrinon. Bidoma Shem Nishab. Sobele Kirab Shime. Bimlochosh in Tzrichel Guf. Sobele Kirab Yud. So Tesis, so the Aloches Deile is a very strong kash. Shmuel himself says here that Zod Nochosh Mapis Musa is Muta. Mapis Musa is Muta. And the Gemore Daf Kuf Zayin says that the reason is why Zod Nochosh is Muta is because it's Melochosh and Tzchil Gufo. So ordinarily, Melochosh and Tzchil Gufo involves an Yisrael Rabbonon. But here, Mishim Tzared Gufo, so there is no Yisrael Rabbonon either. So that means that Zod Nochosh and Mapis Mose could only be Muter if we say Melochosh and Tzchil Gufo is Potter, like Reb Shimon. But Shmuel himself says in Perikiro that in vis-a-vis the machlekes between Rabbi and Reb Shimon, in Kolatir Kule, as to whether Dovashim Ischavim is also or not, so he passes like Reb Shimon that Dovashim Ischavim is Mutar Kolatir Kule. Vis-a-vis the machlekes between the Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yude, as to whether Melochoshin Tzichel Gufo by Shabbos is Potter or Muter, so he passes like Rabbi Yude that he is Chay. So Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yude that Melochoshin Tzichel Gufo is Chay. And if it's Chay, so then there couldn't be any dispensation because of Tzare the Guf. So Mimele, how can he say that it's poter umuter? It should be chayev. Chayev. It's a very strong kash. V'tiret Rab Netam, the Shmuel Koma, the Rab Shimon, the Omam Locha Shem Tzichel Guf of poter, behanet klat, poter umuter. Kmo Shechem Chiyach Shmuel, b'sevei reik, v'alit poter umuter koma, v'lei lo isvir li krep Shimon, u'mi oli didon kaim lo in krep Shimon, d'rove d'ave basroye, so v'kavosi b'rishnei. So Rab Netam says that when Shmuel says that Mapis Moshe is Muter, he doesn't mean a liberty day, a according to him, it's mutter. According to him, that he passes like Rabbi Yudai. Loshen Tzchil Gufa is chayev. So he's chayev, so there is no heter on account of Tzadi Gufi. But he says that according to all those who say Loshen Tzchil Gufa is poter, why? So this Loshen Tzchil Gufa wouldn't be just poter, would be poter mutter. But Alibi Dei, so he's chayev. So it's Osar and chayev. Now, so of course, so we discussed the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Now, the Rambam certainly cannot agree with Rabbi Tam Steretz, because the Rambam himself paskens like Shmuel that Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Chayev, Dovah Shein Mischavim is Muter, but Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Chayev, and still he paskens Mapis Pose is Muter. So how what will the Rambam do with this Gemara, with Tesvis discussion? So Reb Chaim says, now Tesvis in Ksubes Davov mentions in the name of the Oruch that one of the rayas of the Oruch that Sikreshel Yichbesle is Muter is the Gemara of Mapis Murse. So we see that Tesvis says that according to the Oruch, Mapis Murse is Muter because it's a Sikreshel Yichbesle. So then we can ask the same kashi against the Oruch. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say that the reason as to why Mapis Mose is Muter is because Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Poter, and Bimokim Tzara de Gufe the Chachomim didn't aser? No, even if we say Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Chayev, it should be Muter because it's Idova Shein Mischav. So Reb Chaim gives a very simple teretz, because Rav, now there are two separate machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. One is a general machleke between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon as to Inkola Terekule, as to what Idova Shein Mischav is Muter or Oser. And then there is a specific machlekes in Shabbos between Rav Shimon and Rav Yudai as to whether Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is chayev or poter. So Rav paskens in the general machlekes, Rav paskens like Rav Yudai that Dovah Shein Mischav is also on Kol HaTerekum. In the specific machlekes, Rav paskens like Rav Shimon that Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is poter. Shmuel says just the reverse. In other words, in the general machlekes, he paskens like Rav Shimon the Dovah Shein Mischav is Muter. In the specific Machlekes, he paskens like Rabbi Yudai that Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Chayev. Now, most Rishenim pasken that Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Poter. Why do they pasken like that? Most Rishenim. The Baal Lachas Deiles, and Teisves, and the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Mechaber, and the Ramo, it's Mashma from the Ramo, so that way, that Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is Poter. Why do most Rishenim pasken that the Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is poter? Why? Because of this Gemara. Because the Gemara says here that Shmuel's memory, and that's Stomed Ishas. Kol Ptura de Shabbos poter avlosa bar mahanet lat. Di poter umuter tzeda svi en tzod nochosh. And Mapis Mose. So this sugya is that Mapis Mose is Muter, and the Gemara Dafkuf Zayin says that Mapis Mose is Muter because Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo. So mainly it's a raya that the halacha is Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is pot. But the Rambam and the Oruch, they both pasken like Rabbi Yudai Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo, that is chayev. But they pasken like Rabbi Shimon in the general machlekes, the Dovah Shein Mischav is Muter in Kol HaTerekule. So mainly Rav is the one, so Reb Chaim says as follows. Rav is the one who says that the reason as to why Mapis Mose is Muter is because Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo is poter. So Mishum Tzara de Gufe, the Chachomim made a dispensation in regard to that is the Rabbonim of Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo. So Rav himself, is the one who says that Mapis Mose is Muter on the score of Melocha Shein Tzricha LeGufo. Because Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Psikrei Shel Yich Peslei. Because Psikrei Shel Yich Peslei is only Muter. Whether it's also Muter Midi Rabbonon, that's another question, but that's not important. But Psikrei Shel Yich Peslei is Muter Midi Raise only Alibi Rav Shimon, who says that in Kol HaTerekule there is a prerequisite of Kavonet. And Psik Reisha is considered Mischavin. So only Psik Reisha in Nichale is considered Mischavin. But Psik Reisha in Lich Peslei is considered any Mischavin. Mid Reisha lechol apoches. So Mimele, we can say Mapis Murse is Muter. Poter and Muter. Because if we pass like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shein Mischavin is Chayv in Kol HaTerekule. The Dovah Shein Mischavin is Muter in Kol HaTerekule. Mashein Kein, Bashenkin Rav. Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda in Kolaterikule. The Domashin Mishavin is Osean Kolaterikule and Chayim in Kolaterikule. But by Shabbos, he's Potter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because of his special Zakos Melechas Machsheves. What does Melechas Machsheves imply? A prerequisite of Yediyah. So when is the element of Yediyah lacking if there is no psikresh altogether? So he doesn't know. Let's say he walks on grass. So at the time when he starts walking on grass, he is not sure as to whether he'll pluck out grass or he will not pluck out grass. So mainly the element of Yediyah is lacking. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dovah Shem Mishchaim Klater Kuleh, but in Shabbos he's Potter because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But in a case where there is a Psikreshe, even though the Psikreshe L'Yichmeslei, the element of Yediyah is not lacking, so then according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would be Chayiv Shabbos too. Now, Mapis Musa is a Psikreshe L'Yichmeslei, but Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Psikreshe L'Yichmeslei, because Psikreshe L'Yichmeslei can be Muter only on the basis of Dovah Shem Mishchavin, but Rav Paskins like Rav Yehuda, Dovah Shem Mishchavin is Chayvin Kol HaTerikulei, and by Shabbos is only Potter if there is, because of the element of Yediyah is lacking, so that's only if there is no Psikreshe, but if there is a Psikreshe L'Yichmeslei, so then it should be Chayev. So Rav is forced to explain it on the basis of Melochah Shintzichel Gufo. Masha'in Kein, Shmuel, who paskens in the general Machlekes, the Dovah Shem Mishchavim is Muter. So even though he paskens in the specific Machlekes, that Melochah Shintzichel Gufo is Chayev, he can explain it on the basis of Dovah Shem Mishchavim. So Memele Doch and the Rambam, they pasken too, they pasken like Rabbi Yehuda in the specific machlekes, Dovah Shem Gufo is Chayev, but they pasken in the general machlekes like Rabbi Shimon, Dovah Shem Mishchave in his muter, so Psikrei Shel Yichpesle is also considered in the Mishchave. Alright. Now, Umapis Musi, Be'ed Yestnam, Im Lases Lo Pechai, Vim Leitzim En Lecho Pota, Vim Teima, Heichem Mishchayev HaPsichas Pedim Musi, Ho Amrinu Likamon Beferik Chovies, Kol Pesach Shinosu Lahachnis Ulehitze Eini Pesach. So in order to be considered Beine or Makibi Patish, there are two shittes as to what Meloche is involved in Mapis Musi. So according to one Shloshi, one shitte, the Meloche Meleches Binyan, because it makes a Pesach, and the other Meloche, and the other shitte, it's Makibi Patish. So in order to be higher, there must be a Pesach that is also Lachnis Leitzi. And if it's not also lachnis leitzi, it's in a pesach. V'tira sam netam, the high name also lachnis avir uleheitzi leich. Leitzi leich. All right. Now, Teisves in Ksuves Davov says that Mapis Musi is a psikreshe leichmesle. And he mentions that this is one of the rayas of the Oruch. And then he said that it's muter, and then he refutes the Oruch shite. He says it's no ray. Maybe it's osem. Midrabon. But, mishim tzara digu, vedechachomim or matem. So Rabbi Kveiger in Ksuves Tavov asks a kashi against Teisves. He says, how can Teisves say that Mapis Musi is a psikreshe l'yichpesle? He says, when do we apply the concept of psikreshe l'yichpesle? That is, if Bimtzias is not mischavi. If Bimtzias is not mischavi. But, there is a psikreshe. There is a psikreshe. So then we can apply the concept of psikreshe. Let's say someone wants to eat and he's in a garden. There is grass. So he's washing his hands over the grass. He's not mischaving to promote the growth of the grass. But it's a psikreshe. So then we say if it's his own garden, he wants the grass, the growth of the grass to be promoted. Psikreshe michalei tzosa. But if it's somebody else's garden, he doesn't care. So memele psikreshe loyichpeslei. So it's muta. So there he's not mischav mamish. There is no actual kavone. Does he actually have the kavone to promote the growth of grass? He doesn't even think about it. He wants to wash his hands. He wants to eat. Mashein kein. So there we can apply the principle of psikreshe loyichpeslei. But in the case of Mapis Musi, so what do you mean Mapis Musi? Let's say someone has an abscess, or he has an ulcer on his goof, and then he squeezes out the pus from the abscess. So, and then he thereby forms a cavity, a pesach, that is lahachni sulahetzi. So Memele, when he squeezes out the pus, what is he mischavan to do? To squeeze out the pus. So in other words, so there is kavone mamish. But it's a melachah in tzrichah leguf, because he's not interested. If asis lo pesach, then it's a melachah tzrichah leguf. But if the purpose is just to take out, to get rid of the pus, so he's not interested in the pesach per se. So that makes it a melachah in tzrichah leguf. But how can you call it in a mischavim? Here is mischavim mamish. And Rabbi Kriga considers it as a very strong kashi, as it's all him in Ksubis, Davon. But it really doesn't present any kashi. I mean, we see that the Isres and the Rosh, they all say that one of the rayas of the Rosh, Tzikresh Lichpesli, is Muter, is Mapis Bosi. So Estu is kashi, but here is Mischav Mamesh. So the answer is as follows. If the Melochet consisted in squeezing out pus, if squeezing out pus had been one of the Lantes Melochet, then it would be mischav mamish. Then it would be mischav mamish. But there is no melacha of squeezing out pus. There is a melacha's binyan. What is binyan? The making of a pesach. In other words, something that serves as an outlet and as an inlet. So there, the making of a pesach. Ho'osu lehachnisu lehitzi. So that is binyan. Omak lepatish. So the melocha consists in making a pesach she'osu lehachnis ulehitzi. Lehachnis ulehitzi, that fulfills the function of an outlet and an inlet. Lehachnis ulehitzi. So that is the melocha. So when would it be considered mamish mischavein if he is mischavein to make a pesach of that is also lehachnis ulehitzi? But if he's mischavim just to squeeze out pus, and mimele there is a pesach that fulfills the function of an outlet and an inlet, so he's not mischavim mamish, but it's a psikresh. He is mischavim to squeeze out pus, and that is a psikresh. And the same thing about tzotzvi. You will say tzotzvi that Rabbi Kriga's kashi is even stronger. No, but it's not a kashi even in tzotzvi, because over there, what does he do? As the Rambam says, he puts a kele. Oh, Perik Yud Milcha Shabbos Halacha Chafei Rimosim Hamaziki Ki Nechoshim Vakrobim. In other words, the Loshna Rambam is a little strange, but it's not in the Geas, because in regard to the Mishnah, in Broches, so the Gemara says, so that means that the Akrof has the connotation of a poisonous snake, Akrof Pesik. Here the Rambam says, Rimosim amazikim ginechoshim vaakrovim v'chayitz ben aval pisheinu mamisim. So the answer is that loshin chachomim lechud, loshin gemora lechud, and loshin Rambam lechud. So in other words, in the gemora loshin, so akrov has the connotation of a poisonous snake, but in the Rambam uses akrov, akravim also in respect to non-poisonous aval pisheinu mamisim. So it's the same thing. The Rambam was bothered by the same kashe as Teisves. Why do we have to say because Melochah Tzrichah Leguf or Psikresh Elich Pesle? Because of Pekach Nefesh. So Teisves says that it has reference to a case where Efshali Notzil Mishachosom Beinachem. By running, you know, without catching the breath, I mean, so. But the Rambam says, Aval Pishenu Emisi. So the Gemara has reference to a case where it's not a poisonous snake. So if there is sar, when it bites, there is sar. Muta lotzi desem b'shabes. V'hu she'yishavin li notzil nishechoson. Keitzatu eise, keifekli aleyen, oi makif aleyen, oi keishchon kidei shelo yaziku. Now here you can ask, so when he puts a kele to restrain it, so that's mamish kavone for the melacha seide. What does seide mean? Seide means apprehending an animal. I mean restraining an animal. That's by definition. That's Seine by definition. So here, the Rabbi Kriya's Kashi is even stronger. No, but we can answer. Rabbi Kriya's Kashi, even in regard to Nechoshim V'Akrovim. Because what is Seide? Seide means, let's say, when you capture something. When you capture, when you apprehend an animal or a fish, permanently. But if, let's say, you will apprehend an animal only temporarily, it will not involve Imleches Seide Midraisi. It will not involve Imleches Seide Midraisi. Let's say, suppose you have a certain mechanism in the doors that when you close the door, so the door closes for 1 hour, and after an hour it will open up again by itself. Now suppose you have a tzvi in the house and the door is open and then you shut the door, so you thereby apprehend the tzvi. But there is such a mechanism, it's an electrical door, and when you close it, so it will remain closed only for an hour, for 2 hours, and after an hour or 2 hours it will reopen by itself. So the one who closes the door will not be chayav v'chatos on the score of tzeir. Why? Because that closing of the door, in view of the fact that it's going to open by itself after an hour, so that closing of the door did not constitute a permanent restraining of the tzvi. So memele, it's not tzeide. When is it tzeide midraise? It could be tzeide midrabonon, but midraise tzeide is when you capture an animal and you thereby restrain it permanently. Restrain it permanently. Of course, if you put, let's say, a bird in a cage, so you also are able, you are in a position, let's say, after half an hour to open up the cage. So, but that is mechusamayse. But by itself, without doing anything, without opening it up, so memele, you did an act, that kind of an act, whereby you restrain the bird permanently. Mashenkin, if you close the door and there is such a mechanism that by itself it will open again, so memele, it's not a permanent restraining or apprehension of the animal. So memele, it's not seide midraise. So now here, let's say he sees from far, he sees an akrov, and he's afraid the akrov will bite him, will come over close to him and will bite him. So he takes a kele and he drops it on the akrov, and that covers the akrov. So is he having to restrain this akrov permanently? He doesn't care. Half an hour later, when he'll be all gone from this area, he doesn't care. Let the akrov creep out from beneath the kele. So in other words, so he is not mischave. He is not mischave to do the act, the Mleches Seide Midraisa. He is mischave only to restrain it temporarily. And many times, if you do put the kele, so many times, after a few moments, the akrov might manage, you know, to creep out, but it will protect him, because it will take a few minutes for the akrov to creep out from the kele. So his kavone is not. So even if it happens that the akrov does become restrained permanently, let's say if he did it in such a way that the akrov mamish cannot creep out, but he was not mischaving to restrain it permanently, that wasn't his concern. He doesn't care if it will not be restrained permanently. He just wants to get rid of the akrov for the few minutes until he runs away, until he escapes from this area. So memele, there is no actual kavone. There is no actual kavone. So, but it's a psikraishe. Let's say that he throws the kele in such a way on the akrov that it will be impossible for the akrov to creep out. So it's a psikraishe, but he's not mischav mamish. There is no actual kavone. So memele, but it's a psikraishe lich peslei. So that's why it's muda. Now, but what is Rabbi Kveiga's kashi? So why? I mean, Rabbi Kveiga didn't understand this. Rabbi Kveiga certainly understood this, but Rabbi Kveiga apparently assumed that in order to be considered mischav mamish, So it's not necessary that he should have kavone to the tzuras hamelocha. As long as one is mischaving to that maise that results in a certain tzure, so it's considered mischaving mamish. When is it considered any mischaving? When he's not even mischaving to the maise that results in a certain tzure. Let's say when I walk on grass on Shabbos. So what is the maise? The maise is telish minakar. I'm not mischaving to do that maise. I'm mischaving to make footsteps on the karaki. So that's considered in mischaving. Mashenkin here, when he squeezes out the pus from the abscess, from the ulcer. So two is not mischaving to establish, to form a pesach, an outlet and an inlet there in the abscess. But he's mischaving just to squeeze out. But how is an outlet and an inlet formed? As a result of the squeezing out of the pus. So he is mischaving to do the maise, but he is not mischaving to the tzure of the melochim. So apparently Rabbi Geveyer assumed that when is it considered dovashin mischaving, and then we have to consider it from the point of view psikreshe, when there is no kavone for the maise. Let's say when you pour water over your hands, and then the water spills on the grass, and that promotes the growth of the grass. So there is no kavone of the maisezri. Mashenkin here, he is mechaving to tie the tzvi or the nochosh, to drop a kele on the tzvi or on the nochosh, the akrov, or let's say to squeeze out the pus. So he's mechaving to the maise, the same maise that results in the meloche. But he's not mechaving to the result, he's not mechaving to the tzura of the meloche. Is that considered any mischaving, and we have to consider it from the point of view of psikreishe, or it's considered mischaving mamish? So Rabbi Geveyer assumed that mischaving means only that you have to mischaving to the maize, not that you have to be mischaving to the result. But so we see from the interesting story, it's not that way. That even when he's mischaving to that maize that constitutes the maize avere, but he's not mischaving to the result, so mimeila is considered any mischaving. So too, he's mischaving to squeeze out the pot. He's mischaving to drop the kela on the nochosh d'akov. But he's not mischaving to the tzuras hamelocha. The tzuras hamelocha consists in making the pesach that the osel achmis lehmti. He's not mischaving that there should be such a pesach. The first chelik, the first imen, was such as climbing the heanim, the big kun. So the Bisalevi raises that question, whether mischavim means, in order to be mischavim mamesh, so it means that he has to be mischavim to the surat elisa also, or is he mischavim to the maise, that by itself results in a certain surat elisa, it's considered mischavim mamesh. And he says that on that question there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesves in Beis Hamidrash. I mentioned several times that he more in Beis Hamidrash. So Rav says, "I midote milmaylo lemateso milmato lemaylos." That one is lamedimo, maybe lamedimo in Beis. So "I midote milmato milmaylo lemato shor milmato lemaylo Rashi." What does he mean to me? Let's say on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a hetter. You're allowed to make to use fuel. So suppose you want to prepare a lot of wood that will be used in a hesek, in making fire. So you put one log of wood near the stove, then you put another log of wood, then you put a third log of wood, then you put a fourth log of wood. So it's not. Why? Because it's not a convenience. How do you build a house? You put one row of stones of brick, and then you put another layer, another row of bricks on top of the first one, then a third row of bricks on top of the second one, and so on. So when you put one log of wood, and a second log of wood, and then a third log of wood, so the matzah l'maylo is not going to be it. But the matzah l'maylo, suppose, first you put one log of wood, and you make it the avia. Then he puts another one beneath it. And then a third one, until he reaches the ground, the floor. So the floor, then it's not magic anymore. Behind the day, let's say you want to lay out eggs. So to put one layer of eggs on the floor, then a second layer on top of it, it's magic again, but if you hold the egg first like this, and then you put it one layer, another layer of egg beneath it, so then it's moving. This is what Rav says that one is giving them. So Rashi says they are, the Rav says, Nirmatu and Maya Esher, because Rav Lipitote in the Shiro, he says that the Aloch is like a Yudah Tova to the Kavnid. Matei is the Ui, who passed, like Rav Shimen, the Tova to the Kavnid Muter, so you, Nirmatu and Maya, you're allowed to lay out the Tova to the Kavnid. Okay. And he says, no, the Rav's memory can accord even with Rav Shimon. It's true that Rav himself passed on that idea of Rav Yotcha. But this memory is consistent even with Rav Shimon. Because when does Rav Shimon say, Dovatim is Chavim? Dovatim is Chavim is Muter, when he's not is Chavim to do the Maite. But the ending here, he's not is Chavim to have an edifice. He's not concerned with having an edifice. He only wants that it should be convenient to his place, for so that it should be used in making a fire. So he has to arrange it in a certain way. But he's not interested in the appearance of an edifice, of a building, of a structure. So he says, but he's having to do the mindset. When he put down the first log of wood on the floor, he's having to put the first log of wood on the floor. And then when he puts another log of wood, so he decided to put the other one on top of the first one, and the third one on top of the second one, and so on. So he decided to do the mindset. So he's decided to have another fish, that is structure, something that he has the appearance of a demon. But he decided to do the mindset. So the Talmud says, that's the mistake between that and this. Rashi says that in order to become corrupted with Habib, it's not enough that he's decided to the mindset, that he's also in certain other ways. But he has to be traveling to the Surah Tamla. The Surah Tamla consists in having the appearance of a meditative structure, being, and he's not just traveling, but he should have that appearance of an edifice, some American to the Surah. But the case which he can use, no. As long as he's traveling to be the Maiseh, that results in Isha, even though he's not just traveling to the result, to the Surah, so that results from it. So it's something that can come up. Now, so the question is this. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontzeh, now in order to answer Rav Zuriya's question against Tzeitzes in Surah Zavor, so we have to say that the reason why the Rambam considers Tzeitzel Yichtekrei as Dovatim in Yitzchavim, the reason why the Rambam considers Matis Moshe, the great of the Yisrael, the Mishravi, is because the Rambam agrees with Rashi Shimon. That by Matis Moshe or by Tod Nochosh V'Yakov, so he's Mishravi to the Maise, but he's not Mishravi to the Tzura Tamla. When he drops the Torah on Yakov, he's Mishravi to that Maise, that results in the apprehension, in the restraining, in the permanent restraining of the Nochosh Yakov. But he's not describing to the Surah Tamloche. The Surah Tamloche consists in a permanent restraining. He is not someone he's not concerned about it. All he's concerned that the Yakov should be out of his way for the next 10 minutes until he'll be gone from that area. So the Mele, but he's Mishravim to the Lemaise. And still the Rambam considers that the Dovashim is Mishravim. So we have to say that the Rambam agrees to the Shmita of Rashi, according to the Bishalei. But let's see how the Rambam, whether the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi, the Rambam agrees with the Tosafot. Now, if the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi, so then the Rambam should say that Mizurte is in the Mato and Mayo is Muta, because the Rambam does not like the Shin and Dovah in the Kami is Muta. The Rambam is there, Dalek Mechas Yonke, Halokhe Yidalek, says it follows, Hoeite Mizura di Yonke, כשהוא ערך את האיצי, אין מניח זה על זה, עשיית זירה מרוכת, מפני שמיר את בינו, ואף על פי שהוא בין הם הרי עוד. אוי, אלוי שייתי ראיתי ביוגו ואין לו בקיד. כיצד מניח בית למעלו, מניח החתך טוב והחתך טוב, עד שנגיע לך. טוב,
to believe in patience. And the Rishayim says, if you speak to you, that as long as you are having to do the mitzvah, that we don't do certain surah, even though he's not having that he's aimed at a particular surah, the surah of the Malachim, he's considered his own mamet, the mamet. So how can Matthew Musa be considered a mitzvah? And how can Sod Nochas Yaakov be considered a mitzvah? Now, the Yagoy Shmai says, not because of the Kolonial Heta, it's in the time when the Rishayim and the Rishayim is hard. The minority, the Aitan, Mishavi Laatu is Dova Seif. That's the reason. So it seems that the Rambam is reading the Vishika. So according to the reading, so much is more to the Aitan is right. So we have to say that the Rambam holds that he agrees with Rashi. He agrees, generally agrees with Rashi. That even where he is having to do the Maise, that results in certain Surah Amloche, as long as he's not having to get specific surah, he's considered a mitzvah. But the reason is why the Rambam passes is this halacha, even though he passes like a sinner, because the Rambam holds, inasmuch as here we are dealing with the mitzvah of the Rabbanan Binyan, what kind of a Rabbanan Binyan? Of Merzik Binyan. So, I'm not going to say, so what does it mean? So the mitzvah of the Rabbanan does not consist. That does not consist in making doing something that looks like an other. When the Chachamim uttered be an other, the Chachamim uttered any sort of act that resembles building, the process of building. That resembles the process of building. So the Mele, that's the use of Rabbanu. The Yisrael Rabbanon is what? So he says, in other words, Yafati is the mirror to David. So in other words, so it's also on the score of Merzik to David. So what is the Merzik to David? Here the Merzik is not the meaning of Maratani. In other words, because there is an analogy to the process of building. How does one build? How does one build? You put one row of bricks on the ground, then you put another row of bricks, and then a third row of bricks, and so on. So in the middle of the Chachamim uttered this kind of an act where you put one law on top of the other. So the Chachamim didn't utter the fact that it has the appearance of an edifice. You could say that it doesn't even have the result, doesn't even look like an edifice. I mean, when you put, certainly when you lay out heads, does it look like an edifice? For like what kinds of wood or like. But when you lay out heads, one layer of eggs on top of the other, does it look like an egg? Yeah, you could say yes, but I can see it. Anyway, so many of the sheep that the Rambam means that here with the Chachamim uttered a certain kind of an egg, because it's near to Bainer, it's near to Bainer, so they uttered the egg itself, not the appearance of an egg. So many of the Chachamim, Matthew came where the question of being is right. So then the Torah uttered that because it says it's a tune of the being. What the tune of the being consists in having the Pesach that is also a Hachlis or Haiti. So if it's not mischaving to be Machlis and Haiti, so the Mele is not considered to be mischaving to the Surah Samoche. So the Mele is not mischaving to the Surah Samoche. So the Mele. So the male is going to be misfiring, but it's a situation. Yeah. So we say it's a situation. Yeah. Tura the author is Yechiyu Pchatos. Tura the author is Yechiyu Pchatos. Maja Tia Terashe. That Tira Kohoti. So according to, we have three shots in Tura the author is Yechiyu Pchatos. The sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Rivo, which is the same as the sheet of the Rabbis of Rashi. The sheet of Rashi is that Turadot Yechil Chatot has reference to Akir. The sheet of the Rambam is Turadot Yechil Chatot has reference to Anoche. And the sheet of the Rivo and the Rabbis of Rashi is that it has reference to Akir. Sometimes it's coupled with Akir, sometimes it's coupled with Anoche. So מה שפיר שראה שדעקיר את תוכותי זה אם אין יירה לירי חודש דעקיר את דולו איתו יאים או איתו תודאו ואם בו דרור איזה חיוב חפש כבר נדור את תוכותי שראה So he came to where the only stretch is out, where the only stretch is out an empty hand into the bais, into the Rishus HaYochid. And then the Balabais put an object in Yoni's hand. And then the Oni pulls back his hand. So when the Balabais, who does the Akira here? The Balabais, when he puts an object into the Oni's empty hand. So what does he do? So that the Balabais does a Milochem. The Oni, when he pulls back, he makes a Chiluv Rishuis and the Anoche. So he doesn't do a Milochem Rabbanon, just an Isra Rabbanon. But the Balabais does a Milochem Rabbanon. Even though, so he says, even though he, what did he do? The Chodet Akirab Leitzoyinah Tilta Ba'alme Ve'im Badrore De Chiyuf Chatos. He doesn't even have the semblance of Leitzoyinah Yashus Lechus. In other words, when there is Chiyuf Rishuay, so then he tells B'chol HaPochet the semblance of Meitzin Yashus Lechus. Mashenkin, when the Balabai puts an object on his hand, in the Bais itself, he doesn't even have a semblance of Yitzoyim Meshus Lechus. Oh, I think just some Rabbanon because of the Xeire. But why should it be considered as to be a Melochem Rabbanon? Let's take this cash. All right. Boy, do you feel Shakundres? Kochotik Uba Oba is Gimu Yitzies Ve'achnose Achas Ulioni Gimu Achnoses Ve'itzoya. So, according to Rashi, that only the Rabbonon the Akiras are counted. So there is no parallelism of structure in the different Bobbins. Because the first, the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbat, Shtayim Shin Arba Bifnim. And how does Rashi explain? Shtayim Shin Arba Bifnim. Two the Raises plus two the Rabbonons for the one who stands Bifnim. For the Balabai. To the Raifet was to the Rabbonons for the one who stands Bechutz, for the Oni. Now, so what does so that means that we can expect that there should be a certain parallelism. In other words, just as the to the Raifet, so we have Achnote and the Tzoye. For on the part of the one who stands between the Balabais and Achnos and Yitzoy on the part of the one who stands the Chutz, the Oni, so Memele, here too, in respect to the Rabbonon, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, to the Raises, plus to the Rabbonons, for the one who stands between the Balabais. Now, what are the two the Rabbonons? The two the Rabbonons are Akires, Anoches, and Accounted. So that means that in order to have parallelism of structure in the Mishnah, so just as the two the Raise, just as we have two the Raise on the part of the Balabais, so we should have two the Rabbonons that also in the Chiyuchatos on the part of the Balabais. But according to Rashi's Pshat, so only Akiras are counted. So then we have Gimel Yitzies the Akiras Achas li Balabai. So Balabai is for the one who stands with me. So for the one who stands with me. So we have Gimel Yitzies and Achnos Achas. It's not like the Derises. The Derises. So we have one Achnose and one Itoy. Mashein Kein. Here we don't have one Achnose and one Itoy. So there is no parallelism. Vei the Chotim Starte liftu the only beachas udoshe beachas ki the Chotim Chiyu Lederish uforish rivo the also in the Chiyu Fratos hayne isi shepeishit et yodei umachniso im itziye itavose bobe derei shechayu Fratos vachepota vipshiroso kol amloche shechisam menu meat uyakiru anoche והם נראים ירושלמי, דקומה, לעשי מסליק של הפתור של רגל החיוב, ומשמוח לחושב על הפתור של הלאיצי, שכנג דה חייב למיילו, בבור לדרישה, כי אם פושט העוני אסיודו לתמי, וגותון העוני חייב, פתור על ידי, עוד תבוא ודשתיפה, פושט העוני אסיודו לתמי, וחיים על הבית. So according to the voice of Shatan, Rabbi Tov Avrashi, there is perfect parallelism in the structure of the Mishnah. Now we have four bovet in the Mishnah. So the first bovet is explanatory of the two derises,
פושט אוני אסיודי לפני בנות מסיח יודי שבו הבייס אוי שנות מסיח הווי ציוני חי ובל הבייס פותח. So the first bove is explanatory of the shtayim d'raites for the one who stands b'chut. The second bove is explanatory of the two d'raites for the one who stands lifni. Now, then let's see the third bove. Pocha to'oni es yodi lifni. V'not al balabayis miseicho. Not al balabayis miseicho. So he stretches out his hand, the oni, lifni. So he makes chiluf kishuais, and the balabayis takes it from him. So the balabayis makes the anoche. So we have in the first situation, the third bobe, we have a chiluf kishuais of achnote. Then the second situation, oinchen osam liseicho, stretches out, the only stretches out an empty hand, and the balabayis puts it in the object in his hand, and then the only pulls back. So what is it? So we have the first situation is expressive of a chiluf rishuyes of achnose, and the second situation is expressive of the chiluf rishuyes of itzoye, and both are done by whom? By the oni. So there is perfect parallelism. You see, the third bobe, then the fourth bobe, poshet balabayis says yodel lechut. We're not alone in the Seicho. So that the Chiluf Rishuyes on the part of the Balabayis, and of Itzoye, and then the second situation, in other words, the Balabayis stretches out an empty hand, and then the Oni puts something into it, an object into it, and then the Balabayis pulls his hand back into the bayis, pulls the hand back into the bayis, so it's achnote. So again, we have one shvus of chiluf rishuyes of achnote, and one of itzoye, and the part of whom? And the part of balabayis. So there is perfect parallelism, you see. Masha'inkin according to Rashi, so there is no parallelism in the structure of the Mishnah. Alright, this is the same kashe is mentioned by the Balamoyer. And in other words, the Balamoyer also explains it the way the Rivo and the Rabbeis of Avrash. All right. Now, one thing, there is one difficulty in the Rivo's Pshat. Like this, the Rivo's Pshat seems the most reasonable Pshat. I mean, because after all, if the one who does Chiluf Rishuyes, so then it conforms more to the pattern of Itzoyim Rishus Rishus than the one who just makes an Akire without Chiluf Rishuyes, or the one who makes just Anoche without Chiluf Rishuyes. But there is one Kashi that is raised against the Rivo's Pshat. So that means that Chiluf Rishuyes by itself is Osa. And it's even more Chomo than Akire by itself without Chiluf Rishuyes, than Anoche by itself without Chiluf Rishuyes. Now, so the Chiluf Rishuyes in the Mishneh is in one situation it is coupled with Akire, and the other situation it's coupled with Anoche. Let's say the third bobe. Poshet the Oni is yodel lifni. Not all the bayis meseicho. So the Oni makes an Akire of, he makes a Chiluf Rishuyes of Achnos. The second situation is Shinosu Meseicho Veitzi. So then the Oni makes a chiluf rishuyes of itzoy, but in the first situation, the chiluf rishuyes on the part of the oni is coupled with akire. In the second situation, the third bove, the chiluf rishuyes is coupled with anoche. So in other words, so that's not important whether it's akire that is coupled or anoche. Is the chiluf rishuyes that is important? So mele, one should say that suppose someone will make a chiluf rishuyes without either Akira or Anoche, just Chiluf Rishuyes, it should also be Osa. Because we see that in the first situation, so the Chiluf Rishuyes is coupled with Akira. In the second situation, the Chiluf Rishuyes is coupled with Anoche. So both situations constitute an Isad Rabbonon that is also the Chiyuv Chatos. So the important thing is the Chiluf Rishuyes, not Akira, not Anoche. So Memele, one would say that that even if you have a chiyuv rishui, it's without either akire or anoche, it should also be osa. But we see from the Gemara, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, Abaye, Pshitel Yod Shalodov. Ainu Lekirshus Rabin, Lekirshus Ayochid, Kirshus Ayochid, Kirshus Rabin, Lidam Yod Doni, Kirshus Ayochid, Lidam Yem Yod, Vel Abayis, Boy Abaye Yod Shalodov, Maru Shete Oseki Kamles, Mikon Sur Rabon Ladur, Ligabe Yulay. So it's an Abaye. So in other words, if somebody stretches out, he stands in the Rishus Ayochid, he stretches out his hand, with an object in his hand into the Rishus Rabin, so there's an Abaye in the Gemara whether he's allowed to pull it back. So there's an Abaye in the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, that's a Velukimtes, and the Gemara says, Kam Shechashecho, Kam Bedein, Mechashecho, so there is no Knas, and Mishem Bedein, there is no Knas because he didn't do anything that is Oseh, Mishechashecho, there is a Knas, so he's not allowed to pull it back. So the whole shylist, whether he's allowed to pull it back, is on the basis of the possibility either that it's a kamelis or because of a special class. But according to the Rivo, that the essential is that the most fundamental is that the Rabbonon in Shabbos is that the Rabbonon of Chiluf Reshuyis. So Memele, without a special aloche that Yodin Shalodom has a din of kamelis, or without recourse to any knas, he should not be allowed to pull back his hand, because if I have, let's say, an orange in my hand, and I stand in the Rishus HaYochid, and I stretch out my hand into the Rishus HaRabi, so where is the apple? Where is it? It's in the Rishus HaRabi. Then when I pull it back, I am Achlev Rishus. So he should be also without recourse to any knas. So Bishleim, according to Rashi and the Ramban, there is no kashe. Because Chiluf Rishuyis by itself is nothing. Only Akira is Oser, Anoche is Oser. But according to the Rivo, we see that the Chiluf Rishuyis element is the most fundamental Isa. So Mimele, why does the Gemara have to resort to Knas, to special Takone, it has a din of a Karmeles? Because Chiluf Rishuyis is not allowed to pull back. So we see from this Gemara, even though Mr. Asvore, we wouldn't say it, that Chiluf Rishuyis by itself, uncoupled with either Akira or Anoche, is not even Mosam Rabban. It's not even Mosam Rabban. But why? Because after all, what the Itzoye Midraise has three elements. It has Akira, it has Anoche, and it has Chiluf Rishuyis. So Memele, if there is a Chiluf Rishuyis, so in other words, there is no Itzoye. There is no itzoy that without these three elements. So the chachomim asered part of the meloche, but they did not aser chiluf rishuyis uncoupled with either akir or anoch. Then they didn't aser, and as long as they didn't aser it all together. But when it is coupled with one of the elements, when the chiluf rishuyis is coupled with one of the elements of or Ovitzoy, Akira, or Anoche, then it becomes the Melochem Rabbon. But Chiluf Rishuyis by itself is not even Mosa. That's why the Gemara raises a question as to whether on the basis of Knas, or on the basis of a special Takone, of the Tithesidin of a Karmelis, maybe he's not allowed to pull it back. But if not for a special Knas, or a special Takone, the Tithesidin of a Karmelis, so then there would be no easier of pulling it back, because it's a Chiluf Rishuyis. When he pulls it back, so it's a Chiluf Rishuyis uncoupled with either Akira or Anoche. And you cannot say it is coupled with Akira, because in order that there should be an Akira, he must be Akira from Imokim Noch. If he's not Akira from Imokim Noch, not. Now, when he stretches out his hand, that is Meyo Peres, into the Rishus Rabin, so the Peres are not Noch in any place. They're not Noch. They're not noch in the Rishus HaRabim, because the goof is in the Rishus HaYochid, and it's not noch in the Rishus HaYochid, because the Peres happens to occupy space in the Rishus HaRabim. So when he pulls it back, there is no Akira. Akira, by definition, means Eikem Lokim Noch. Since the hand that has Peres, so is not noch in the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, when he pulls it back, there is just a Chiluf Rishuyis by itself, uncoupled with Akira Anocha, so that's not Osa. But the Sheet of the Revolt and the Rabbeinu of Rashi is that when it is coupled with either Akira or Anocha, then it becomes a Melacha Rabban. Alright. Shneim Ptorim. Wo Yisav de Melachim B'nai Eini Koya Masnis. Sha'arei Shne Shneim Ptorim Dani Poshe Yosio Dilu Tnim Koboy Likamo. Elo Koya Amai Dikoma Ptur Edi Osim B'lichiyuf Chatos Kochoshiv. Avo Chatoi Yisles B'u. אלו שניים פטורים כדיתונים מסניסן ועמי ויסב דמלוכם בן איה. So the kasha is why is it potter ולי פוריך שישחי ורישי דין סבורדי על די השני שנעשה הנוכה וגמר המלוכה דין סבורדי על די השני שעושה הנוכה וגמר המלוכה ישחי ורישי אל השני כפוריך שישחי ורישי על יודי נגמר המלוכה. So we already explained it previously that even though Teisves explains the Gemara of Ptur Ados Lechir Chatos that he applies Ptur Ados Lechir Chatos to Chiluf Rishuais, not to Anoches, but as far as the Gemara's Kashi of Yisav de Melochem Binai is concerned, so the Gemara is directed against Anoches. So in other words, if we didn't have Xeras HaKosov, that Baseisi Kulov will Baseisi Miktsoso. So then, if Echod is Eker and the other one is Meniach, so then the Meniach would be Chai. The Meniach would be Chai. So in other words, the Havamin, as we said it last time, so the Havamin of the Gemara was not that Hanoche by itself without Akire should be chayef. Let's say if the Akira took place 1 minute before Shkir Friday afternoon and the Anoche took place at night, so then without the Posik it wouldn't be chayef, because after all, without Akira and Anoche, so it's not a Meloche. And if the Akira takes place on Friday, so in other words, there was no Meloche done on Shabbos. But the Gemara's Kashe was directed to the situation where the Akira and the Anoche both took place on Shabbos. But Ruvain did Akire and Shimon did Anoche. So in as much as a full Meloche was done on Shabbos, so the Meniach, the one who consummates the Meloche, should be Chayev. And the Gemara Steretz is in Ochaname, he should be Chayev. But the reason as to why he's not Chayev is because a special Zer Sakosuf. But without a special Zer Sakosuf, the Meniach would be Chayev. As long as the Meloche was done on Shabbos. Now, from this Gemara, so we can mention a Raya. Now, I mentioned last time that there is a Machlekes between the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Zayin and the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Chasam Sefer, the Bismeyer, So the Rav Shulchan Aruch, which is based upon the Hagois Maimei and also upon Rashi at the beginning of Mishe Hachshich. So he says that Amir Linochi is Oseh because of Shlichas. Ein Shlichas Lakum, but Midrabonon Lechumre. So the Gemara in Bom Metzia possibly says, it's not so bold, but it's possibly the Gemara in Bom Metzia Dafayin Aleph says that Midrabonon is Yesh Chum, Yesh Liches Lechumr. So Memele, when Yisroel tells a goy to do a Meloch on Shabbos, so he becomes Yishliach. So Shluch Eshlo Nikemeis. And the Yishuas Yaakov is Chelik. And the Yishuas Yaakov says that by Shabbos there is no Shliches. In other words, even according to Shammai Azor, who says, Hoyim el ishluch etzev harig is anefesh. So, sheil chof chayev, because yeshliach v'ravere, but if someone will tell another Jew, be michal Shabbos for me, so the mishalach will not be chayev. Why shliches is only shayech? Shliches is only shayech in a case, in a niser, where the Torah is like retzich, where the payday of the Torah was that he shouldn't get killed. So, memele, the Maise, don't buy a Shliach if there hadn't been a loch of a Shliach of Ravere. Let's say, according to Shammai Azor. So, it can be attributed to Mishalach. Mashainkim by Shabbos, where the Torah is makpit and the Avira be goofy. Not just that the Maise shouldn't be done, but the Avira be goofy. the person, the Jew, Biguve should be noch on Shabbos. Not that the Maise Meloche, that the Maise Meloche should not be done. Ritzicha, so the Kpedim of the Torah is that the Maise Ritzicha should not be done. Not that the person, Biguve, should not be a Ritzicha. Whether Biguve is a Ritzicha or not Biguve, it doesn't make any difference. Even if he is a Ritzicha for the goof of somebody else. As the Maaser Ritzicha should not be done. But by Shabbos, is an Avera Biguve. In other words, the Torah is makpit, the Jew should be nor Biguve. So, Memele, even according to Shammai HaZotten, if one says to the other, Tzei v'chalil es ha-Shabbos v'shvili, so he's not chayv the Mishalach. This is what the issue is Yaakov says. Now, so, if look from this Gemore, there seems to be a very strong raya to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, which is really a agoyes maimen perik vov v'cheshabes. Here the Gemara says that if we didn't have a special zirasakos of basei so kulov or basei so miktoso, so then shnaim shoso, so the meniach would be chayev. One would be chayev. Otesha says he's a meniach. It doesn't make any difference who. So the meniach would be chayev. So why is the meniach also poter? Because of a special zirasakosu. Baseisa kulo veloi baseisa miksoso. So if we say like the Rav Shulchan Aruch, like the Agoyes Maimen, that Chil Shabbos is like Ritzicha. And the reason as to why, if one tells a goy to do a meloche, so the mishalach is not chayev, is because in shliches lakum. But mid rabbonon is yesh liches lakum lechumre some mele. There is a din of shliches, and that's the essence of the iser of amir linoch, So we understand. So in other words, so that means the Rav Shulchan Aruch assumes that goes my min shite is that the iser of Shabbos melech Shabbos is an iser of a ma'ase meloch, not that the Jew be goofy should be a ma'ase meloch. The kpeide is that the Jew be goofy should be noch. No, it might be like Ritzich. So then we understand just as ligab Ritzich. So if without exeris akosov of vikor asor of neodom basor makleis, so then even if it's done by two, so they're both chayev. But we have a special exeris akosov vikor asor of neodom basor makleis. So why? Because wherever the Yisar is not an Yisar was Begufei Shalodom. Just it's a certain Maise. So then it doesn't make any difference whether it's done by one or it's done by two. So here too, even if it's done by two, so the one who consummates the Meloche should be Chayev. But why is it Poter? Because of his special Zasakosov. But if we say like the Shuris Yaakov, that by Shabbos the Kpedes HaTorah is that the Jew should be nor Begufei. And that goes without saying that even without exeris hakosov baseis kulo baseis miktoso, if let's say there'll be just anoche and no akire, so he will not be chayev. Furthermore, if the akire will take place on Friday before shkiyeh and the anoche will take place on Friday night, so he, without exeris hakosov he will not be chayev. So without exeris hakosov he would only be chayev if the whole melocha was done b'shleimus, but it was done by two. So if we say it's a avir like ritziche, the Torah is not makpit that the Jew be goofy should be noch. So we understand, even though he did not do both. So the akira was done by somebody else, but as long as the maise meloche was done by the two of them, he should be chayev. But we have a special case akosu. But according to the Yishuas Yaakov, that here the Torah is makpit, it's an avir begufe. The Torah is makpit that the Jew should be nor begufe. So mimele, without exeris hakosuv, for the same reason that one could not be chayev for anoche, when in a case where just anoche is done without akire. So how could it be chayev when both are done, but the person is not an eisim melocha begufe? Because half of the melocha is done by somebody else's goof. So why do we have to resort to a special zirasakos? So it's a strong kasha against against the Yeshuas Yaakov. So we have to say, I mean, I don't know any other Teretz. So we have to say, that this halacha that the Yeshuas Yaakov says, that Shabbos is Navir of Bigufei, is a result of the Gzeras HaKosuf of Ba'asei Sokulo v'Ba'asei Somiksoso. And that is the pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuf of Ba'asei Sokulo v'Loi Ba'asei Somiksoso. That's the pshat. In other words, Ba'asei Sokulo v'Ba'asei Somiksoso, that Milecha Shabbos is a miloche that has to be done Bigufei Shalotam. So Mimele, if it's done by two, it's an avir shebigufei. So the whole miloche has to be done by the same person, by the same goof. And if it's done by two, so is what. But if we didn't have the gzeras hakosuf of ba'asei sokulo v'ba'asei somiksoso, so then I would say that even when it's done by two is chayev. So the conclusion would be that milecha Shabbos is not an avir shebigufei. It's a ma'ase. It's an avir like ritziche. The kpeida is not that the Jew should be no big of it, but the ma'aseh melocha should not be no. All right. Could someone please close the door? Ba'aseh. B'chol asvorim gasino noise eskulo v'lo yoise miksos. Yochit she'oso iso chayev shnayim she'oso uptur. Pashte dikro nire di ba'aseh koa nefesh. הנפש, אבל השעז דור שלי המלוך, כלי מהבעשי סריסו, וכולי מהירה בזעיקה וזה מניח, ואין אלה כיפו מילה. In other words, that even though there is a double expression here, בעשי סקולה לאיסה מקצוע, so יוחד ועשי סחי, שתה ועשי סבטורים, it does not mean that this brayse of Rebbe deals with two situations. One situation is where one is Eker and the other one is Meniach, and the other situation is of Reuben and Shimon taking out a beam on their shoulders together. No, it only deals, this Vaisa deals explicitly.
The Vaisa deals with two situations. So the expression is also.